The Coast Guard in Alaska covers over 30,000 miles of coastline. And the Bering Sea is an especially unforgiving place for rescue, says Chief Petty Officer Roger Wetherill, spokesman for the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard aviators in Alaska will tell you that there's probably no more challenging place in the world to conduct search and rescue operations than here in Alaska. It's quite common for us to have very strong winds. In fact, to give you an example, in southeast Alaska, in the Juneau area, we have what's called Taku winds that blow routinely, mostly January and February. And those sustained winds can be anywhere from 70 miles per hour and higher. Now, that's considered hurricane strength in most places, but that's usually a good day in Juneau in January.
And those winds would affect everything, I guess, about a rescue operation, not just flying the helicopter, but lowering the basket and swimming as well.
Absolutely. And on the larger ships, our cutters that go out into the Bering Sea, they'll go and do rescues and board vessels. And they'll be boarding vessels in high seas. You know, they could be 15, 20 feet high seas, and they're climbing a Jacob's ladder to get on board a ship to see that they're not fishing illegally, or they may be doing a law enforcement check to see if, you know, there are any bad guys on the boat.
What kind of training do the Coast Guard officers get to try to simulate these conditions?
Well, they go through their regular flight training schools, and they learn about egress, you know, how to escape from a helicopter that goes down. So they'll go into dunker training, which I'm sure most people can imagine what that might be like, where you're put into the water in a contained cabin and tossed upside down, basically, and you have to find your way out. You have to know your bearings, and you have to be able to escape in a certain amount of time while you're holding your breath and swimming to get to the top of the water. There are many different aspects of the survival training that Coast Guard rescuers go through here in Alaska.
Is training for this kind of mission ever done in the real situation? In other words, on a day like this in Alaska, would you maybe run a training mission where waves were as high as they are now and the winds are as strong?
They do train in all different types of conditions because not every rescue mission is going to be a day when they go out and it's a sunny day and 65 degrees with no wind.
Would there be any weather conditions in which you would say it's too unsafe, we can't even attempt a rescue mission in this weather?
Oh, yes. Our air crews do, you know, flight risk assessments before they get airborne, and often they do them on scene as well. You know, and I've been aboard a Jayhawk helicopter before where the pilot has asked, you know, the crew works as a team, and the pilot will ask the rescue swimmer, do you feel safe going into the water from this elevation? Or do you feel safe going in at all? You know, it's your call. That's what they'll ask. It's your call. So they work as a team. They coordinate. They assess the risks involved. And then they make a decision. You know, but these people, Coast Guard aviators and rescue boat crews, are people that do their missions flawlessly on a lot of times adrenaline. They don't want to come home without rescuing somebody. When they get out to a scene like that, they see those people that are in danger, and they want them off the ship, in the helicopter, and back on land as fast as they can do it and as safely as they can do it.
Well, Officer Wetherill, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Certainly. It's been a pleasure.
Chief Petty Officer Roger Wetherill at the Coast Guard Command Center in Anchorage, Alaska.